I were to ask you which Parsha is known as the rain Parsha, you probably would have answered, right, you want to guess? Right, Parsha's Noach, with the biggest rainstorm to ever hit the world. Yes, yes, I know I'm a little bit late, it's a week late, this week's Parsha is really Lech Lecha. Well, this week marked the beginning of the rainy season in Israel, where we start adding the same Talmud Matar Livracha in the Shmona Esrei, although those outside of Israel only begin saying it December 4th or 5th every year. So I wanted to see, is there any rain connection this week as well to Parsha's Lech Lecha? In the middle of the Parsha, after Avram successfully rescues his nephew Lot and helps the five kings overcome the four kings in battle, we're introduced to Malki Tzedek. Pasuk says, U'Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem Hotzi Lechem V'Yayin V'Hu Kohen Le'el Elyon. Malki Tzedek, king of Shalem, goes out to greet Abraham, brings him bread and wine. He was a priest to the god up high. And then he proceeds to bless Abraham. Who was this Malki Tzedek? The Medrash tells us that it was none other than Shem, Noach's son. Shem, who was also a tzaddik, perhaps alluded to in his name Malki Tzedek. The same Shem who was the son of Noach, who was a tzaddik and walked in the ways of Hashem. The same Shem who has a lifetime of experience, who saw the world wiped out, surviving the flood and starting again. The same Shem who was a Kohen, a religious leader and spiritually connected person who served Kel Elyon, the one and only God up high, and therefore believed in monotheism. It seems like Shem's a great candidate to be the founding father of Judaism. Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria, another founding father, the founding father of Bnei Akiva, asks, so why not? Why wasn't Shem chosen? What made Abraham so much more unique and appropriate to be the winning candidate, chosen as Av Hamon Goyim, the founding father and leader of the Jewish people? Going back a minute to the rain, last Shabbos I was walking to shul with my son and talking about the basic science behind rainbows and clouds. He asked me how the water gets into the clouds, why the water stays there and doesn't just fall down. And then finally he asked, if the clouds are filled with all that water, they're probably pretty heavy, so why don't they fall down? As science isn't really my strong suit beyond the basic rain cycle, I looked into it and found out something very interesting. According to Peggy Lamone, a researcher at the National Center for Atmospheric Research, the average rain cloud weighs the same as 100 elephants, consisting of trillions of tiny water drops. Those water drops are so small and insignificant that all the weight is distributed and spread out, so gravity's effect on them is negligible. And the water stays in the cloud because it's less dense than the dry air around it, so there's even more pressure surrounding the cloud, about the weight of 100,000 elephants, if you can imagine, which keeps the cloud and the water drops afloat until they form into heavier drops and hopefully shower us with their blessing. Coming back now to Lech Lecha, the great Kabbalist, the Chidah, Rabbi Chaim Yosef David Azulai, quotes in a Sefer Pnei David the following from Rabbeinu Ephraim. In the very beginning of the Parsha, it says, Vayomer Hashem el Avram, Lech Lecha. Hashem tells Avram to go from your land, your birthplace, and your father's house, to the land which I will show you. If you take the gematria of Avram Lech Lecha, so Avram is 243, right? Aleph is 1, Bet is 2, that's 3. Resh is 200, so that's 203. Mem is 40, so that's 243. And then Lech Lecha, Lamed is 30, Chaf is 20, that gives us 50 times 2 is 100. So we're up to 343 altogether. Do you want to guess what word that's the same gematria as? That's right, Geshem, rain. Why is Avram compared to rain? Just like the rain with those trillions of water droplets hiding in the cloud, we can't see it. But that potential water is waiting to be released to the earth, where everyone will benefit from its life force. So too Avram, as long as he was in one place, stuck in Or Kasdim, stuck in the ways of his country, community, his family, his greatness, blessing, and teachings could not reach the rest of the world. And just like rain infinitely brings blessing to the world, so too Hashem tells Avram, Ve'ye bracha, you will be a blessing forever to the world. And finally, just like rain nurtures and sustains plants, helping them grow, so too Hashem says about Avram, Va'agadla shemecha. Literally, I will make your name great, but homiletically can be read, I will cause your name ligadel, I will cause your name to help people grow and be nurtured spiritually. What we see is that even more than a deep and mystical connection between the gematria of Lech Lecha Avram and Geshem, is that the whole mechanism, purpose, and utility of rain aptly describes Avram. He was someone filled with blessing and potential, and he let this pour forth to water the world's thirst for Torah and spiritual connection to the God above, so to speak, sharing Hashem with the masses. This, says Rav Neria, is what made Avram the future leader of the Jewish people over Malkitzedek, a.k.a. Shem. He may have been righteous and a priest, but he was a Kohen Le'kel Elyon, spiritually connected to Hashem, but on an individualistic level. He left Hashem Elyon, up above, so to speak. He didn't try going out to the masses, spreading religion and ethical living. He kept all that greatness and bracha to himself. He didn't learn from the mistaken, insular ways of his father Noah. His cloud was there, but the rain never materialized. However, Avraham, in Parshas Vayera, refers to Hashem as Kel Olam, God and master of the whole world. He was the conductor and conduit of Hashem to the people. He opened his tent to guests, traveled and spread the word of Hashem and his teachings. This is a person who can make it rain. Ma'asei avo siman lebanim. Just like our forefather Avram, we all have the inner strength and ability, the potential to make it rain with bracha. Whether that's inviting guests to experience Shabbos, learning Torah with others, or doing chesed. There's mayim chayim inside each and every one of us, both figuratively and literally, as 50% of our bodies are made up of water, with a baby's weight being about 78% water. As we begin the rainy season in Israel and daven for a blessed season filled with rain, let us also find a way to harness and release those 100 elephants of potential within us to Lech Lecha, go out and fulfill our life mission to make this world a better place.